Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and I got a really delicate topic to discuss with you today, but I gotta wait for the music to stop. I just can't get into it right now. Okay, everybody, how's it going? Good? Everybody good? Okay. Yeah. This is a kind of a secret insider video. That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses, because, you know, everything I tell you today, I believe. But, you know, I just don't want to be generally known for it. So I'm wearing the sunglasses. Kind of stay a little modified incognito, you see. But I stand by everything I say. But the sunglasses, you see, will just keep this video from getting too widespread. The question I ask you today is, well, this is one of the questions. I'll ask you maybe two or three questions, and then I'll make four or five statements that you're going to have to prepare yourself for. But I tell you this before we launch. Don't shoot the messenger. You promise you won't do that? You promise? Okay. When does a girl become a woman? And when does a boy become a man? You might say, well, Martin Zender, that calls for an investigation into Scripture, because the Bible answers all these questions. Well, the problem there is you won't find it in Scripture, because it's too obvious of an answer. You might as well expect Scripture to tell you why up is up, why down is down. You might as well expect Scripture to tell you why the color blue is blue. It's too obvious. It's just blue. God does this hormonal thing with boys and girls. With boys, he increases the male hormone called testosterone, and things start to happen with the male body. It's incredible. It's incredible. Men's voices go from this to this. And girls' voices, well, they don't really change that much, but things happen with their bodies. Their chest region starts to grow, and the girls are like, what's this? And estrogen causes another really chief amazing thing to happen, and this is the thing I want to talk about most specifically, is that the girls start menstruating. Yes, that's what they do. Don't shoot the messenger. It is puberty that causes girls to become women and boys to become men. And for a woman specifically, this happens when she begins to menstruate. Don't shoot the messenger. What does this mean? What are the implications of this? Well, the first thing it means is that this is God's line into adulthood. This is God's way. It's not Western culture's way, oh no, because we don't believe in making our children adults until they're 18, 19, 20, sometimes 22, sometimes 23. I know some 28-year-old children. I know some 30-year-old children. And we are supposed to be an advanced culture. And yet we delay the onset of adulthood for years and years and years. Well, you can't get married and have kids until you get a college education. Who said? Find me that verse. Mm-hmm. Find me that verse. Well, the legal age for marriage should be 18, or that should be the legal line for adulthood. Oh, really? Where do you find that in the Bible? You don't? I'm not even sure the number 18 appears anywhere in Scripture. But there is a line into adulthood that God gives that is so obvious it's not even mentioned in Scripture, and that is puberty. This means that when a girl starts to have that monthly issue, she's a woman and she is capable of having children. Well, that's right. And when the boy starts to get that voice like this. And he starts noticing women and thinking, oh, I like that girl. Boom, he's ready to have children. Oh, but Martin Zenner, he's ready to be a father. He is. But Martin Zenner, that's evil. It's called child marriage. And we know that child marriage is horrible. It's wrong. And it shouldn't be outlawed in all countries. Really? Well, guess what? If the parties are beyond puberty, then it's no longer child marriage, is it? No, it's not. Do you know how old Mary was when she had Jesus? Well, you won't find that information in Scripture. You have to look into Jewish laws. You have to look into some traditional teachings on this. But the common understanding is that she was between 12 and 14 years old. In fact, I read one Christian scholar who said that when you're putting on a nativity scene at Christmas time, the best thing to do for the Mary figure, for the girl who plays Mary, is to put up a 14-year-old girl, because she will be an accurate depiction. In fact, puberty onsets in girls around 12. Yeah, around 12. Uh-huh. Mary was between 12 and 14 when she gave birth to our Lord and Savior. Puberty onsets in males later. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that at around age 14. This is my contention to you. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make this up. I think that Western culture kind of screws up everything it touches, generally. And I find that the scriptural way is often the best way. Oh, before I get into that, I'm going to just touch briefly on this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, okay? I will say this at the outset, is that obviously child trafficking is criminal, it is immoral, and it ought to be punished by the most severe criminal penalties known to humanity. To hijack a child and use a child for sexual purposes is horrible, terrible, terrible. So Jeffrey Epstein, of course, now we know he supposedly died in prison. So trafficking is a terrible crime. However, I will say this, and don't shoot the messengers. The messenger. God, I'm the only messenger of this. There ain't no messengers. 14-year-old girls are viable sexually. They're viable. I'm sorry, but they are. And so I know a lot of men, a lot of dudes, they look at girls between the ages of 13 and 17. And these girls are illegal to have sexual relations with. And so we must respect the laws, of course. And I'm not suggesting anything else. But I am saying that there's a reason that men are attracted to women in that age range. What I'm saying is it's not perverted to be attracted to girls between 13 and 17. That is below the legal age, the arbitrary legal age set by Western culture. Why is that? Because they've reached puberty and they're women. Simple. It's simple. So there's this danger zone for men that for their desire for women, there's this danger zone between, say, 13 and 17. That's jail time. And in our culture, that's the way it is. And nobody's telling anybody here to break the law. But I'm just saying it's a natural thing. It's a God-given thing, because your testosterone and the woman's estrogen is working at that age. It's working. And so girls, too, have an instinct. They start developing a maternal instinct way younger than we think they should because of our wise Western ways. Oh, we have wise Western ways. We don't think that girls should marry until they're 18. Well, I think that this and that you, Western culture, have screwed up many things, including the family. Oh, the family in the West is a wonderful example, isn't it? Wonderful example worldwide of how family should work. Oh, yes. Yes, we have so many homes that are so happy. We have so many families that are so intact. We have so many people who are not screwed up. Yeah, we're a mess. And it's because we ignore God's natural ways, God's natural lines of distinction. I would love it if marriage happened younger than it does now. Because in the West, we delay adulthood and it results in stunted, stupid, criminal people. Because instead of being fathers at age 16, 17, 18, boys are playing video games. Oh, that's fine. Yes, we encourage the boys to play video games. Yes, we do. We encourage them to spend lots of time by themselves in the basement. Yes, that's very healthy for them. But, oh, God forbid that a boy of 16 should be married. A boy of 17 should be married. No. No. And it's interesting that Western culture finds that cultures in the world today that allow for what they call child marriage, but it's not child marriage because these aren't children. Cultures that where boys and girls are recognized as men and women at the onset of puberty, they marry. Of course, they marry. It's natural. The mother of Jesus was probably 14 because it's natural. And I think it's healthy. Yes, because I think one of the problems with the West is there's too much time on our hands, and I think it's very healthy to get into a family early. I'm not promoting anybody breaking the law here. I'm just saying I can see where God's way is better than man's way. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, God's way is better than man's way. God's way says these young adults, I'll call them that, young adults, girls, age 12 to 14, boys age 14 to 16. These young adults are ready to be married. And I wish we lived in a world where they could be married. In some states, with parental consent, you can get married, I believe, before the so-called legal age of 18. Oh, I heard a story one time of, I love hearing about high school sweethearts, right? These kids meet in high school when they're like 13. And they just are stuck to each other. In fact, some romances began in 7th and 8th grade, and this boy and this girl got to know each other. Actually, this young man and young woman in 8th grade, young men, young women, they got to know each other, and they just had fondness for each other, and they stuck together. And the first thing they want to do when they graduate from high school is get married. I say that a parent is making a huge mistake to squelch that natural inclination. I heard a story where this classic childhood or classic high school sweetheart thing came on to wonderful people, young adults, but the parents were appalled. No, you can't. They told their daughter, Sue, no, Sue, you can't marry John. John's parents said to John, you're too young. You're just out of high school. You can't marry Sue. You haven't had enough life experience yet. You need to go to college. You need to experience the world. You need to go out and find yourself. Find yourself? Does that include buying video games? I don't know. Maybe it does. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So what happened? This is true story. The parents broke up this beautiful couple. Yes, a couple. I call them a couple. They've been a couple since 7th, 8th grade. Oh, by the way, anyone who considers sexual relations with prepubescent people, that's a crime. That is sick. It's a sin. Prepubescent. Are you kidding me? What the F? Okay? Not promoting that. I'm not even promoting this. I'm just talking to you. I'm just saying I wish we would observe God's ways because it would make our culture much more functioning, much better functioning than man's ways. So these parents broke up this wonderful little couple. No, you can't get married. Why? Because of cultural reasons. Cultural reasons. In India, these young adults would have been married before they graduated from high school. And because family life is such a wonderful thing, because it's such a beautiful thing, because it instills responsibility in you like that, boys become men like that when they're fathers, assuming they have loving parents. And girls, it's their function. They love it to have babies. They're playing with little dolls when they're little girls, okay? And then they reach puberty. That's when this stuff happens, not before, okay? Not before. And they start to think about, I'd like to be a mother. Oh, no, you can't do that. No, can't be a mother. No, can't be a mother. Instead, you have to go to college for 4 years, get in debt, and screw up your life, and become jaded, have 16 boyfriends. That's fine, 16 boyfriends, yeah. Serial dating, great, great, great. And then don't get married until you're 20, 22, 23. That's the right way to do it. Oh, yeah, we can see how that has really worked in the United States. Western culture, yeah. Great example of family life. Just wonderful. No, stupid. So these parents broke up this wonderful couple. And this couple ended up doing the serial dating thing. The parents were happy about that. You must try out different things. You must date several different people before you find the one that you like. Well, these two people, Sue and John, Sue ended up marrying a jerk. Somebody that she thought she liked, but didn't really. John did the same thing. This is a true story. Ended up marrying some girl that he just thought she was great because whatever. She had a nice body or some stupid reason. But he really loved Sue, and he loved Sue since the 8th grade. The parents broke up these kids because this wasn't right, according to Western culture, for these two to be together. All right, so these two went on, John and Sue, to have miserable marriages. Miserable. Broken families. Divorce. And then, after each of them were married for 15 or 20 years and got divorced, wrecked their families, they got back in touch with each other. Yeah. Because they loved each other since the 8th grade. Since the 7th grade. So they come back together and they got married. Something that their parents wouldn't let them do. Because you need more life experience. You need to taste the dating scene. You need to date 17 other men. You need to date 17 other women before you can. You need to go to college first. You need to buy a car. What the frick is this? Stupid. Stupid. If you have to buy a car, go to college. No. Family life is promoted in the scriptures as a great thing. Family life brings you into adulthood. Family life makes you responsible at an early age, and it keeps you out of trouble. Our teenagers today, that term doesn't exist in the Bible days. Teenager, what the hell is that? It's a Western concept. Teenagers are screwed up today. And we're, again, delaying the onset of adulthood. Oh, and it's too bad effect. I'll end with this. Something hit me yesterday like a ton of bricks. Remember I talk about how powerful the female force is in the world? And I said that it's a representative of God. And I said it's one of the most powerful forces on earth. You look at this Jeffrey Epstein thing. This is horrible. It's just you have these high government officials and you have these great politicians and these wealthy men and they're committing these crimes. But what does it all come from? It's rattling the globe right now. As I speak, the mighty will fall. The mighty will fall. Think of King Herod. He saw the dance of the daughter of Herodias, and he promised her half his kingdom, and she was probably youngish. Mm-hmm. It shook a kingdom. You know that story. So this is shaking a kingdom. It's shaking the world, this whole scandal. But what is at the epicenter of the scandal? 14-year-old girls. Oh, Jesus Christ. What power. It's ridiculous. Even at age 14, 15, 16, the sexual interest is powerful. It's ridiculous. ridiculous. It shakes and rattles kingdoms. I say, let's channel it. Obviously, trafficking these young adults is wrong. Why don't we legitimize the natural desire that young men and young women have to begin families? Why don't we legitimize that? Why don't we even legalize it? Why don't we promote it? I bet that God's way will eliminate the crime, much of it, will eliminate the angst, will eliminate these arrogant, stupid teenagers today who are so immature at age 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, so immature, living at home, too much time on their hands, dallying on the internet, playing video games. This is a freaking disaster, and it could be fixed by following God's way and not man's way.